If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, it's officially real. The Nintendo Switch 2 has been announced. Bungie was working on a MOBA Smash Bros. Clone, and it is maybe, possibly, Hollow Knight Silksong time. Here's the news for Sunday, 19th of January. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
It's here, it's happening. The Switch 2 has finally been announced, but kind of with no big fanfare. It was just, here's a video of the new console. There were rumours floating around that an announcement would be made soon, but I was not expecting this soon. From the first look trailer, the Switch 2 has a bigger screen, bigger Joy-Cons, a bigger inbuilt kickstand, and magnetic Joy-Cons, which I think is really cool. It's genuinely a case of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, which is a bit of a departure if you think about it. Nintendo consoles are usually pretty different between generations.
In a way, it looks like they've gone back to the OG Switch with just the pure black color for the Joy-Cons and console. The video also revealed that it'll play Nintendo Switch 2 exclusive games as well as regular Nintendo Switch games. However, some may not be fully supported or fully compatible. There are many more details besides its appearance in the video. However, there will be a Nintendo Direct on the 2nd of April where we should learn much more. And if you live in Melbourne or one of the handful of other cities around the world, you can register to be part of the Switch 2 hands-on experience in May. We'll drop a link to that in the show notes too. A new team-based MOBA game was rumored to be in development by Destiny creator Bungie. However, now it's in the hands of an unnamed PlayStation studio. The game, codenamed Gummy Bears, is said to take inspiration from Smash Bros. And is described as colorful, lo-fi, and cozy. Not sure how a fighting game is cozy, but hey, I'm looking forward to finding out how that works. After Bungie's recent restructure, the game is now in the hands of a new Sony studio consisting of 155 people, with roughly 40 of them being developers from Bungie.
Unnamed sources says the game has been in development for 3 years and it uses a percentage-based damage system, so a bit like Super Smash Bros. And it will have three class types: support, attack, and defense. The game is also rumored to have a bunch of different game modes and a lobby of sorts for people to hang out between matches. Here's something to ease our nerves while we collectively wait for Elder Scrolls 6. It's looking like we could be getting an Oblivion remake sometime this year. As first reported on mpfirst.com, a Bethesda release schedule was leaked last year that mentioned that an Elder Scrolls 4 remaster was on the cards. And now, thanks to some good old-fashioned leaks, we may be getting closer to finding out the what, when, and where. The news comes via a former employee of the third-party production company Virtuous, who claims to have worked on the project, and says the remastered version has been built using Unreal Engine 5.
Virtuous being involved in an Oblivion remake is a rumor that's been around for a while now, and Kotaku are reporting that multiple sources have confirmed it's coming. And you might be wondering about the massive mod Skyblivion, which rebuilds Oblivion in the Skyrim engine, but those modders aren't too fussed and will keep chipping away regardless of any official remaster. But at this stage, that official remaster is just rumours, so for now, I'll continue to sit patiently and wait. Ah, stuff it. I'll start another Skyrim character. Why not, hey? Maybe a stealth archer for a change. Okay, guys. It's happening. It's actually happening. Forget about the Switch 2 reveal. I'm over it already. I don't care. There's only one reveal that I actually care about. It's Silksong time, baby.
It's really not. Sorry, Kyle. Well, look, it might be, but the current buzz around a cryptic tweet from a supposed Team Cherry co-founder is sending the community into an absolute meltdown.
Apparently, according to some pretty out there clues, there will be news soon, and the release date will either be or be announced during the April 2nd Nintendo Direct. We won't go into the specifics here because it's wild strings on a corkboard type craziness, but I do live in hope that these lunatics are onto something. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can go down that rabbit hole for yourself if you dare.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out Monday is The Dark Side of Cesslon, I believe it's pronounced. It's hard to know. It wasn't said out loud anywhere, spelt C-E-C-L-O-N for anybody interested. It's a third-person survival shooter set on a hostile planet. You explore, craft, and fight off alien enemies as you do whatever it takes to get home. That's out exclusive to PC on the 20th.
Next up, we have Ender Magnolia, Bloom in the Mist. It's a 2D Metroidvania set in a creepy, dark fantasy land full of monsters and artificial life forms. Grab it on all platforms on the 23rd.
Okay, which of you nerds made this happen? The remastered Star Wars Episode 1 Jedi Power Battles is out this week, and honestly, I'm kind of pumped about it. This was a formative game for a lot of us older gamers when it was released in 2000, and this new version comes with a bunch of new content. It's out on all platforms this Thursday.
And lastly, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is coming to PC and bringing with it some ultra-high graphics options. Just another great reason to not fork out for a PS5 Pro. That's also coming out on Thursday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomew. Thank you so much for listening.
We know you love our podcasts, so why not become a monthly backer on Ko-Fi? Your support lets us keep making our shows, and it's easy to do. Head to sifter.com.au/support, where support starts from just $1 a month. That link again is sifter.com.au/support, or check the show notes.
Sifter is produced by myself, Carl Paletto, Adam Christie, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni Di Giovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Courtney Smith here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. This week, we're playing A Date with Death, a free visual novel where you can flirt dangerously with Death himself. And remember, the Grim Reaper's just a baby girl.
And when he started calling me Sunshine, like it was an unholy noise that came out of my mouth. Being like, oh, genuinely like, ugh. You make fun of him for being this like broody dark, I'm a Grim Reaper, I'm so edgy, and I'm gonna capture your soul. And like, you make fun of that. So for him to then turn around and be like, you though, you're Sunshine. I'm like, I can feel myself literally like starting to blush now thinking about it. And I'm like, oh my God.
You can get every episode of Drop Rate for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website, sifter.com.au.